O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you, as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Raise us up, O Lord, and let our light break forth like the dawn. Psalm 41, verses 1 to 3. Happy are they who consider the poor and needy. The Lord will deliver them in the time of trouble. The Lord preserves them and keeps them alive, so they will be happy in the land. He does not hand them over to the will of their enemies. The Lord sustains them on their sickbed and ministers to them in their illness. Raise us up, O Lord, and let our light break forth like the dawn. A reading from Acts chapter 17, verses 1 to 15. Now when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a synagogue of the Jews. Then Paul, as his custom was, went into them, and for three Sabbaths reasoned with them from the Scriptures, explaining and demonstrating that the Christ had to suffer and rise again from the dead, and saying, "This Jesus whom I preach to you is the Christ." And some of them were persuaded, and a great multitude of the devout Greeks and not a few of the leading women joined Paul and Silas. But the Jews who were not persuaded became envious, took some of the evil men from the marketplace, and gathering a mob, set all the city in an uproar and attacked the house of Jason, and sought to bring them out to the people. But when they did not find them, they dragged Jason and some brethren to the rulers of the city, crying out, "These who have turned the world upside down have come here too. Jason has harbored them, and these are all acting contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying there is another king, Jesus." And they troubled the crowd and the rulers of the city when they heard these things. So when they had taken security from Jason and the rest, they let them go. Then the brethren immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea. When they arrived, they went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the Scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. Therefore, many of them believed, and also not a few of the Greeks, prominent women as well as men. But when the Jews from Thessalonica learned that the word of God was preached by Paul at Berea, they came also and stirred up the crowds. Then immediately the brethren sent Paul away to go to the sea, but both Silas and Timothy remained there. So those who conducted Paul brought him to Athens, and receiving a command for Silas and Timothy to come to him with all speed, they departed. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Raise us up, O Lord, and let our light break forth like the dawn. Hear these words of Church Father Augustine of Hippo. In affliction, then, we do not know what is right to pray for, because affliction is difficult, troublesome, and against the grain for us. Weak as we are, we do what every human would do. We pray that it might be taken away from us. However, if he does not take it away, we must not imagine that he has forgotten us. In this way, power shines forth more perfectly in weakness. Let us pray. As we enter prayer now, we pause to be still, to breathe slowly, to recenter our scattered senses upon the presence of God. Creator God, who formed us from dust, breathe in us again. Give us a new imagination to perceive new possibilities today. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We rejoice in God's love today, joining with the ancient praise of all God's people in the words of Psalm 31. Praise the Lord, for he has shown me the wonders of his unfailing love. He kept me safe when my city was under attack. Be strong and courageous, all you who put your hope in the Lord. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, as we think about who you are, we realize that you are unknown to us in so many ways. We know so little, and we want to know so much. We ask you to reveal more of yourself to us this day. Take us deeper. And we think about our friends and family and those within my own community who don't know you yet. We ask you, God, to reveal yourself to them. Give us opportunities to proclaim who you are to them in simple ways, to speak of you, to demonstrate something about you. We want them to know you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We yield to you this day, Jesus. Breathe on us. Fill us with the Spirit. Ignite creativity in us so that we can point to you and open our eyes, our ears, awaken all of our senses to divinely inspired creativity today. And we are grateful for your promise, Jesus, in John 14, that the Spirit lives within us and will be in us. Father, help us live this day to the full, being true to you in every way. Jesus, help us to give ourselves away to others, being kind to everyone we connect with. And Spirit, help us to love the lost, proclaiming Christ in all we do and say. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Lord, throughout history, you have used the seemingly weak to nurture justice, to fight poverty, and to walk bravely toward human thrones of power, proclaiming another way. Help us find comfort and hope in our afflictions, knowing that you are able to use all things for good. Amen. And may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors.